Bonus pod. Here we go.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast.
Yeah.
Where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself.
Me.
Stretch Roberts.
Yeah.
So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon.
Who is that bacon?
Here is your host, Stretch.
All right, I am back. It is a... it is Fat to Fit or Else, and that's what it is. I am in a weird spot with this. You guys know that I do the God Wants to Talk to You podcast, and I love that. And I love this. This podcast is my true get to go play radio and just goof off and be stupid and silly and tell my weird adventures, which I have some really good ones for today. I have a really good story I'm going to get into. But I haven't been in the gym since I blew out my shoulder. I haven't been able to do challenges for a long time. And I'm afraid to go back. We've addressed this, so it's like I'm not really doing much anymore. I'm thinking of renaming this, going back to just the Stretch Show, and I'm just going to do whatever I want. And then I'll keep tabs on my fitness because I want to – I was doing it to hold myself accountable. I can't hold myself accountable when I can't work out. So it is what it is. But I'm thinking of very soon changing this to the Stretch Show. So the Stretch Show will be – back in action, and that'll probably be soon. It'll be the same show, basically, but it's just not going to be called Fat to Fit or Else anymore. I feel like a hypocrite every time I do that, and then I will focus over another thing I am going to do, and this is all brought on that's just because I've thought about that. I'm like, I should stop calling it that because I'm not really doing fitness like I used to. I used to always talk about working out and post-workouts and do all that stuff, but not so much anymore. So, and then the Charlie Kirk thing happened yesterday, and that was very upsetting to me personally. I admired that guy. I admire anyone with that kind of biblical knowledge, and especially at that age, who was a very impressive human being to me. And he seemed to be a good father and husband, and he had an order of God, family, country, and I greatly admired that. So I don't think he deserved that, and then seeing people just laugh and mock it and whatever. And I get it. He's political. He's tied to Trump. People hate Trump. But if you're laughing at someone dying, you're despicable. And there's a lot of people that I've hated that have died that I didn't laugh at. The one time, I'm not going to lie, I'll keep it honest here. I caught myself, and this was years ago. I'll tell you how long ago it was. But I was in my house, and I was watching television, and the news came on, and they said, Al Davis, owner of the Raiders, has died. And I jumped up and cheered like my team had just scored a touchdown. And I was like, that man died. And I cheered. And I was ashamed of myself. Like, I can't believe I was so ashamed of myself. And I've wished death on, like, my ex-wife and people like that. I never did anything to them, but I hoped for it. It's to make my life easier. But they didn't die, and I haven't mocked them. In fact, I have, in essence, I saved my ex's life not that long ago when... which is true. So I've come a long way, and personally find it reprehensible that anyone would cheer anyone dying or think that you deserved it. Now, if you're a child molester or a murderer or something like that, I'd be like, hey, good for you. But a guy that whose only crime is that he disagrees with you on issues, that's shame on you. So that's where I am. And that was it. That guy would go into hostile environments in the belly of the beast and debate anyone, and he was respectful. He would hold firm to his beliefs. You weren't going to change his mind, but he didn't call you names and wish death on you. In fact, he would smile and he'd make jokes, and I don't know. I liked what he did. So anyway, that was that. And then after that, and I thought, wow, that wasn't like a murder of someone that didn't like him. That was a political assassination is what that was. And I thought, you know what? The thing most people don't like about him is his religion, is the fact that he's very religious and people don't like religion and people hate when you talk about Jesus. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to come out. I'm coming out. I've deliberately separated this podcast and that podcast. And on the social media, if you go through God Wants to Talk to You, it's just every time I do a new show, I post a logo of the show and say, new show's up. And I've never put myself on there, and I've never put myself out there because I've known there's pushback on religion, and I know people are put off by religion. And there's a thing that Jesus says when, like, if you deny him in front of man, he will deny you in front of his Father. And I'm not going to do that anymore. So I'm going to start putting myself on social media-wise a lot. And then another thing I found is I found myself being just consumed with hatred of people on social media in the last 2 days, of people laughing and mocking at this man being murdered brutally and his in front of his wife and his two young children, and they're laughing at that. And I'm like, you know what? And I've been bad, and I'm, believe me, I tell you guys, I go on X and I attack, and that's not right. I shouldn't be like that. It's not my place. Vengeance is not mine. And I'm going to, I'm pretty sure I'm going to shut my X account over to the God Wants to Talk to You. And I'm just going to post religious stuff on there and pray for people and turn the other cheek and try to be a better person, which was what I'm called to do. I'm called to spread the word, hopefully bring people to Jesus. And if I get mocked, I get mocked. If I get laughed at, I get laughed at. If I get lose friends, I lose friends. I'm cool with that. I'm not, and that's still, I'm going to keep it separate from this because this, I'm still a great, I love being an entertainer. And I'm able to do that show pretty good because I've been an entertainer for so long. Being on the radio, if you consider that being an entertainer, but I've done stand up and other stuff too. So I'm still going to do this. This isn't going away. I'm not stopping this to do that, but I'm going to put myself more out there. And I deliberately use my real name of Michael rather than Stretch on that show to just kind of separate the two. And I'm not going to separate. I'm one person. I'm not two people. I'm one individual. And I'm going to be more responsible to my faith. So and that was inspired by this murder and this mocking and this. And I'm like, you know what? You don't silence people of faith. We're going to stand up and we're going to keep going. We're going to keep putting the message out there. So that's coming. And I'll probably do that at some point this weekend. It takes time to change names and do that stuff. So I'm going to do that here. Anything, the only thing that would be different here would be a name change on this show would be the Stretch Show instead of Fat to Fit or Else. And that would be that. So I'm that's where my head is right now. I'm mad at myself for being angry and engaging stupid people. And I'm good at engaging stupid people. Oh, man. I call it whack-a-mole when I go on X, my X account. I just look at posts and just shred people. And I have to stop that. I need to stop doing that. So I'm going to... I know I won't 100%. I'll be cognizant of it and be kinder rather than just no holds barred. But that's where I am. Now, speaking of doing bad things, I had to tell you guys, I posted about this on the Instagram account on Fat to Fit or Else. But I was in Downey on Tuesday, and I was walking ice. It's what I do. I go there Tuesdays. I go there Fridays. I walk ice, and then I walk ice again on Saturday, and then I come home. Oh, and this weekend, I'm taking ice back to the Palisades. I'm going to leave Downey early Saturday morning and bring ice to the Palisades and let him run around on the big... It's like a dog park, the house, because it's just got a big fence around it, and he can run around. So I'm excited to bring ice home. I'm going to see if he remembers it all, and I'm going to get him together with my German Shepherd, Nova, and hopefully they get along still. I really want to check that, too. So that's what's going to happen. But Tuesday night, Ice is a knucklehead. You guys know that, but I love that stupid dog. And we were walking, and we literally walked out my parents' door, and like two doors down, there's a stop sign, and we get to the stop sign, and we cross the street. And as soon as we get across the street, we're on the sidewalk. I look, and around the corner, two big ass Akitas are running, and they're not on a leash, and there's no human with them. And they're running, and they see ice, and they bolt towards us. And I'm watching them. They're like 25 yards away, and they're running at us. And I think, okay, this is going to be a fight. In my head, I'm like, all right, I'm about to have a dog fight. I could run home, but there's no way I'm getting far. I'd get like across the street before those dogs caught me. I'd have my back to them. They'd probably get me or Ice or both. I'm just going to have to stay and see what happens. And sure enough, one of them runs up to Ice. I'm assuming it's a male and a female. The female was smaller. And the female runs up to Ice and goes nose to nose with him. And I could tell, too, I was watching him. I'm good at reading his body language. And he saw them. He froze. He locked eyes with them, which is not a good sign. He postured up. And that's when I know he's in fight mode, because he puts his chest out real big. It's just like a, you know, like a guy when a girl walks by and they suck in their gut and push their chest out and like try to look. That's what Ice does when he sees another dog. And so he puts his chest out, puts his head up, and his hair goes up on his back. And that's the sign. Once the hair goes up on the back, he's going to attack. I know he's going to attack. And I'm like holding him still. And this is the best advice I could give you in this situation. If you're ever walking your dog and your dog and some loose dogs come running up, or someone who's not controlling their dog comes running up. And I got this from a dog trainer. And they said, never hold your dog back if a stray or a loose dog comes up, because you're putting your dog at a disadvantage and that other dog's going to attack and you're going to be holding it. Another thing you don't want to do, and if you have a Chihuahua, it's one thing, but if you try to pick your dog up, then your dog can't fight and they're going to be biting him while you're holding him, probably biting you as well. You let your dog fight and out. I'm saying that I have a 100-pound dog. He's a scrapper. I know he's going to scrap. He likes to scrap. And I was thankful of that. I thought in my heart, oh my God, what if I was walking Sarge right now, who was crippled, and these dogs would have attacked him? Ugh. So all this is going through my head. The dog in the front of Ice is sniffing him, and its hair is up, and it's postured up. And then the big one comes around behind, sniffs his butt. Ice starts to look back, and then it jumps on his back and bites him on the back of the neck. So Ice immediately attacks the one in front of him, because this one's on his back and he's letting it just attack him. And I'm like, oh yeah, F this. We're fighting. Me and Ice are fighting. It's me and Ice versus two dogs. That was in my head at that point. I'm like, I'm not letting my dog get beat up who's doing the right thing. And my dog was being really well behaved. I put the leash down so there was no tension on the leash. I let him fight. And I kicked that dog so effing hard in the ribs 3 times, the big one. I mean, I kicked the shit out of that dog. And I kicked it, and I kicked it, and I'm yelling, F-er, M-F-er, just dropping F-bombs. And I'm kicking this dog, and the dog doesn't cry, which is pretty impressive, but the dog weighed well over 100 pounds. And then the dog, Ice, had attacked. As soon as Ice lit into the female, it was like, I'm done. It was done fighting. It got its ass beat fast. And it ran off to the side, and it did not want any more part of the fighting. And then Ice attacked the big one, and while I kicked it, and we beat the shit out of that dog, and then it ran away. And right when they ran away, they ran for safety to this lady that was standing about 25 yards away. And then I realized this lady is holding two dog leashes in her hands, and she got a little kid with her. And I see this, and the dogs run to her because they're running to her for protection because they just got that shit beat out of them. And I'm like, are those your effing dogs? And she's like, it's okay, it's okay. And I'm like, F-bomb, 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 F-bomb. It's not okay. Your dogs just attacked my dog. My dog's on a leash with a pinch collar on. And your dogs just attacked him. He was doing nothing. We were walking. And I was like, why the F are these dogs off their leash? What the F is wrong with you? I can sue you. And I'm swearing at this lady. And the lady gets down on the ground. By the way, people are coming out now because I'm loud. I don't know if you guys are aware, but I yell. And I'm yelling at this lady. And I am cursing her up one side and down the other. There's a little kid with her, but at that point, I'm seeing red. And if she'd have been a man, I'd have beat the hell out of her. And then I'm telling Ice, F that dog up. F him up. And I'm letting Ice continue to fight because Ice is mad. He's really pissed. They attacked him. And I'm letting Ice continue to fight the big one. And she's trying to get the big one away. And here's another thing. Don't ever put your hands down where dogs are fighting. I did not do that. I knew if I had went to grab Ice, he might have turned around and bit me. He was fighting. It was fight time. That dog, they'd fight, and it was on, and there was no stopping that. And I wasn't going to put my hand in there and get stitches or get bit by my dog or that other dog, even though I was pretty sure that other dog was about to turn on me because I was kicking the shit out of it so bad in the ribs. And finally, I just got, I was like, the lady laid on the ground like I was going to punch her, which, fine, I'm a big, scary guy, and I was really pissed, and I was screaming at her. So I walked away, and I went back the same way those dogs had ran and or had come from, and she got her dogs. And then I saw a dude, and I'm like, oh, good, I got to punch somebody. And he comes walking up, and I'm like, are those your MFing dogs? No, they're my neighbors. I'm just helping. I was like, I should have let my dog kill him. And he looks at me, and I'm like, pissed. And he wanted no part of the smoke. And then he walked to go help the lady because she was traumatized. And she also just saw me kicking the shit out of one of her dogs while my dog was biting it about the head, neck, and face. So she didn't get that. So anyhow, we got attacked. We won the fight. Ice and I won the fight. But he at one point, he was fighting two dogs. He would fight one, turn around, bite the other. He was going back and forth. He did a really good job. I was very proud of him. And then when I told him to stop, he stopped and we went on our walk, but he was so amped up. And I don't know if any of you guys have ever been in a fight, but I totally understood what was going on as we were walking. When you get a fight, your adrenaline's pumped up and you're so pumped up and sometimes you get hurt and you don't even know it. We were fighting one time as a kid in Downey and one of my friends got stabbed and we didn't even know it. And like it was... The fight was over and it had been, and he was like, oh, I think I cut myself on the ground punching that guy when we were on the ground. And then we're like, oh, whatever. And it ends up he had been stabbed. The guy had a knife. We didn't even know it. And, but it's because your adrenaline's pumping so hard. You don't even feel that stuff. And so I want to go check Ice and see if he's got wounds. But every time, so often Ice would stop and he would smell the ground and he does this thing when dogs bark at him through a gate. If he has his toy, he shakes his head and then he kicks the ground with his feet and then he'll pee right where they are. And it's like marking his turf and it's a dominance thing that they do. And he kept doing that and I realized it's everywhere he had smelled the scent of those two dogs who had just run down that street loose. And he was marking it and like saying, I just kicked your ass, bitch. So that was quite the eventful day on Tuesday. And man, those Akitas are big. My neighbor in the Palisades had two Akitas. And those things were vicious. And they are... And I remember one time he was walking them. They had... It was a lady who was a pop star. She was one of the Mary Jane girls. And her son was in high school. Sweet. Great kid. And in fact, when we go on vacation, he would take care of our old dog, Bobo. And I see him walking and he sees me and he comes up and he's like, Mike, what do I do? They just attacked a guy over there. He tried to pet him and they attacked him. And I'm like, go put them away right now. And I go, was he hurt? He's like, yeah, he's bleeding. I'm like, put him away and don't take him out for a couple days. Because those dogs were brutal. And I remember one day, he came walking up and I was standing outside and one of them ran and jumped on me and it put its, I'm 6'5", it put its paws on my shoulders. It was so big, that Akita. And it didn't bite me. It was actually happy to see me. And I was like, yeah, your dogs are crazy. I'm not playing with them. And that's a good rule. Especially if you have a dog, a good lesson in dog training. And I learned this from my dog trainer when I put Bobo through school. He said, no man should ever pet your dog unless it's your brother, your son, your father. No man should ever touch your dog. He goes, women are fine. Men are not. He goes, men are who do damage. Men are who do crime for the most part. And your dog should be conditioned to know that any man that's not you is bad. And I've kind of lived by that ever since then. Like Sarge, he was protective. And I'm learning the same thing for Mr. Icy Ice. Ice was, I wonder how much of that was, I know he's a knucklehead and does like to fight, and he's got that prison dog in him still from being in the pound for so long. And remember, he's got scars on his head. I knew he scrapped because he has scars on his head. He looks like he's been in a lot of scraps. So I'm like, what, was he defending me ever, or was he only fighting because he likes to fight? And I did not know that. I couldn't tell because I was in that fight too. It was me and him. We're rolling, getting our downy squab on. So that happened on Tuesday. And then I'm going back tonight, so hopefully I don't run into them again. I have decided to, I always carry, you guys know I have license to carry multiple weapons for work. When I'm not working, some of them I can't carry, but a lot of them I can carry. I can still carry my taser gun. I can still carry my pepper spray. But I am thinking of switching now just because of this situation. And I'm like, I'm old and I don't want to fight anymore. I really don't. The youth has left my body, and I really just want to get along. But I'm in Downey. A lot of crap's happened in that hood when growing up there. Like, people pull over and want to fight you for no reason. You'd be like, what the hell? And I'm always ready, and I would rather whack someone with a weapon than have to fight someone at this point. And so I think I'm going to start carrying my baton, which is a gray area. I have a permit for it, but I don't know. Because I would really have liked to have hit that dog with a baton. I would have and smacked the crap out of it. Baton, and I carry what's called a collapsible baton. It's like a steel pipe that when you pull it out goes from like 8 inches to a foot and a half, and it's like hitting somebody with a solid steel pipe. So, and you're trained, you have to take a class and a course and register it and all that crap. But I have it and I have the permit, so I might start carrying that just in case I get attacked by a dog again. And then if, of course, I get attacked by a person. But really, the reason I don't carry it normally around, it's heavy, first of all, and pulls my pants off. But it, I don't want to hand to hand. I'd rather spray someone pepper spray from 5 or 6 feet away and then be able to walk away and not have to fight with them. I don't want to fight. This is a fighting weapon. It's for hand-to-hand combat, which I'm getting too damn old to do. But I got it. So that's where I'm probably going to go. We are experiencing a child-free home for the first time ever in the apartment. My wife's and I are here. My daughter's house-sitting, dog-sitting for our old Palisades neighbors who now live over in Venice. So my daughter's over there. And a week from Monday is the Wonderful Minds episode with Duke. Shout out to Mona. Hit a thing, and I saw that it was the promo for the season for Wonderful Minds. Duke's all over that. If you want to see that on Google, it's really cool. So that's what's happening. I'm watching football. I can't wait to not do anything this weekend. I'm so really, like, I am giddy that I get to bring my dumb dog to the Palisades. Like, I'm seriously going to become emotional doing this. I know I'm going to, because he hasn't been home, and I'm going to bring him home. And it's not a home anymore. It's a dirt lot. But I'm just hoping he remembers it all. I know there won't be any smells there. The smell of fire burned everything out. But I also think it's gone away enough to where it won't be overpowering to him. I worried about that before. And like I said, I just got a big dirt lot now with a wall around it, so I can let him go in there and run around and see if he remembers anything and play with him. And then get him with my other dog. Just have my dogs together. I'm so excited. I can't wait to have my dogs together. And then, as you know, I love the highlight of my week. This is how old I am now. Highlight of my week is seeing my dog on Tuesdays and Fridays and playing with him, walking him, except for when we get attacked. But the other highlight is going to church. I love to go to church. I love my church. I love my my priest, who's a wonderful man. He's been the priest way before we were ever there. He's 80 years old. He's from Ireland. He's awesome. Love that guy. And he is our priest. And I like going to church. And we have a temporary church because our church burned down too. And that's really brought the community together more as well. So That's the highlight of my weekend, going seeing my dog and going to church and hearing the sermon is always really, really good. And in doing the podcast, I do enjoy doing the podcast. That is fun. That is why I do them. And like I said, now I hear it. There's commercials on this one, but I put those on. I was like, let's see. So they invited me to share in the commercials, which means enough people are there, more than 20-something thousand people listening to the Fat to Fitter LLC. Isn't that crazy? It's a lot of people. You people must be bored listening to this garbage. But that being said, I appreciate you. I really sincerely appreciate you guys. I do. I can't tell you enough. Everyone has stepped up. And as we went through this, it's been a bad effing year, man. It has been a bad year plus for me. And the podcast is a place for me to vent, for me to get through stuff, to work through stuff. And I appreciate you guys for being a part of it. I appreciate everyone that kicked in on the buy me a cup of coffee when my house burned down. Like, I seriously was at a weird spot. Like, I needed to get some things, and it really helped me to buy. Immediately, I bought some clothes. I got money. My work gave me money, too, and I love those guys as well. I love my job. And I got clothes and a little TV, and I had to buy a computer and a microphone so I could do the podcast. And I was so blessed that I think I missed a week, about 1 week, maybe 2 weeks. And then I was back up doing the podcast. It was kind of garbage quality wise, and it still is compared to what it was. But I had a full on radio studio, and I was able to put a temporary ragtag thing together and jump back on and keep this going and really work through all my BS. And I thank you guys for being here and for listening to it. And it's not going anywhere. Like I said, if anything, you may notice it may change to the Stretch Show here very soon, but it'll come through on the same feed. It's not like you'll have to re-register to listen to it or anything on any of the podcast applications. So that's where we are. I thank you once again. Sincerely, sincerely thank you. And I will be back, I guess, Monday with a brand new episode of the Stretch Show. So till then, I'll see you.